Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, the podcast where we share news, information, tips, tricks, and resources about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast in your favorite podcast application, and you can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page.
Is there really a link between math skills and musical skills? Help students master math concepts before solving problems. Dyscalculia song, Miss Ghana on learning disabilities, and folic acid and dyscalculia. This is our podcast for week 9 in 2024, and we welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services, to help us review the links of this week. Welcome, Dr. Schroeder.
Well, it's always so great to be here.
Absolutely. We're so happy that you're here. We have some nice links we want to go over with you. Now, the first one is about relationship between music and math. Is there one?
Well, this is actually a very interesting question, and it's also a really interesting article. Now, they name some famous musicians who were actually also great at math. And they even go back to Pythagoras, who has published about harmonies.
That's the guy from the triangles, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Pythagorean theorem.
Uh-huh.
So the relation between math and music is so often mentioned that people believe it would be needed to look at some research.
Okay.
So, now they have interviewed Dr. Akin. And in her research, Dr. Akin set out on a hunt through half a century's worth of scientific literature.
Oh, wow.
And she was interested in finding out whether there was any evidence that teaching music to young children could help them develop their math skills. So she sifted through papers published between no less than 1975 and 2022.
That took her 10 years? Or?
She was busy.
I was going to say.
Now, from her research of that literature, she identified 55 really well-documented studies for further analysis, and they together contain data from almost 78,000 students of all ages, from kindergarten to university.
Amazing.
Now, absolutely a huge basis for the research. So she divided it into three different kinds of intervention and then looked at the results. So overall, Dr. Akin explained, music in any form was associated with better math scores. Now, to summarize the findings, 58% of the children who had taken regular music lessons and 69% of the children who had learned to play any musical instrument performed better on the math tests.
Okay.
But, she added, the integrated lessons in particular had a great effect because no less than 73% of students who also had music lessons during the time they had math lessons noticed progress in their tests.
Your musical multiplication tables.
Yeah, also, but the music lessons were at the same time that they were enrolled in math.
Oh, okay.
So some of the kids had it in preschool, and then they went to do the assessments in elementary school or later.
Wow.
Now, it sounds like something that should be broadcasted to all schools and should be a boast for all those music teachers out there who often, unfortunately, see their lessons sacrificed for extra tutoring or even homework time.
Right.
That's not a good plan.
Nope. Now, the next link is about teaching concepts before solving problems. Is that the right order?
Well, here, this is about Laura Jackson from Discovering Dyscalculia and Brenda Rubin from Brilliant Minds Coaching. And they discuss why it's important to teach concepts first before solving problems and how to do this, especially for students with ADHD and learning disabilities, such as dyslexia, dyspraxia, and dyscalculia.
Yeah.
So you can find the video in our link on dyscalculiaheadlines.com. So basically, she is into the type of explicit instruction that we also say is a useful approach for children with a learning disability.
Okay.
And the best example she gives is when she talks about teaching children to cook a chicken. So then she goes, go to the blackboard to write about how to do that. Now, it doesn't work sometimes, so it works better if you need to be in the kitchen with them to teach the concept with real-life models and materials.
Oh, that's
so great video and worth your time to watch.
Okay. So now we have a bit of an issue with the next one, because the next link is actually a song, and I would like to play it here, but unfortunately that is not possible on this system that we are at now, but you've listened to it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great song. So what can I say? We will probably use this as a warm-up feature when we do workshops,
that
for
sounds,
example.
Sounds like a good idea.
I think it will be a hit with our attendees. Now, so big thank you to Mia Borthwick from the Dyscalculia Network in the UK for making this and putting it out there. Dyscalculia certainly sounds really cool.
It sounds cool. Well, and then from music, we go to the Miss deals. Here is, in the next link, Miss Ghana. What does that have to do with Dyscalculia?
Another video. So you keep watching this week. And Miss Ghana, she's very young. And she's not about physical outlook but about creating options for children with learning disabilities. Now, she is actually the daughter of two teachers.
It's in the genes.
So it was not far from her world to start about this, and her mother is a great support for her also. So good to see these kind of videos. And that will also bring awareness to parts of the world that currently have even less awareness for learning disabilities than our society here.
Right.
So great work, Miss Ghana.
Yeah, that's another side of a miss. Sometimes they have difficulty with expressing their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, what was it, the Miss from Mississippi a couple of years ago. Anyway, let's get over that. It brings us to the last link for this week. And that talks about people having dyscalculia and taking folic acid. What is that?
Yes. This is a more complicated thing. It has many sides. As a study, it talks about people having both dyscalculia and taking folic acid. So it's one of the vitamin B vitamins.
Okay.
So the question is always if there is a causal connection. Now, are they taking folic acid as they are experiencing other issues that impact their brain? Or is the dyscalculia really a result of taking the folic acid?
Is what they're saying?
Association that they have picked up? Or is there a causal relationship? That you cannot see that from here. Now, it sounds like one of those studies mainly substantiated by statistics. And like I said, that does not necessarily imply causal connection.
Well, that would be the statistic like your bed is a very dangerous place because, you know, most of the people die in bed.
Yeah.
It's associated, but there's no causal effect.
Exactly. Right, doesn't tell you that you shouldn't go to bed and sleep 8 hours a night.
Yeah, exactly.
So without more context and also double-blind peer-reviewed studies, the RCTs, I cannot recommend for or against taking the folic acid.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can recommend is to keep in close contact with your physician before taking any supplements, because here there are more things going on. Because they say that the people who had taken folic acid, it's actually vitamin B9, but also took valproate, which is a medication against seizures. And also, valproate itself interferes with folic acid, with the vitamin B9 transport in the body, and with the metabolism. So there's an interaction.
That straightforward.
Yeah, and valproate is often given for people who have seizures, partial seizures, or have neuralgia, so they already have a neurological issue. Then they saw the biggest connection in females between 20 and 29. Well, that is the age, childbearing age mostly,
right.
And all general practitioners suggest that women who are planning to become pregnant 3 months in advance start taking this folic acid, because that's a way to prevent neural tube defects. So there are many interactions here, And there are other side effects like memory loss and cognitive disorder. Well, that could be the underlying cause of the dyscalculia. Is this really an inborn error of right. the processing of numerical information? Or is it a later on side effect of memory loss and cognitive disorders? And this is only two of the side effects that can occur. So this is a complicated thing, and I definitely do not want to tell people, okay, please do not take your vitamins. That, like I said before, talk with your physician before taking or stopping any supplements.
Good, good. Sounds like safe and good advice. Well, thank you very much for your insights, Dr. Schroeder. And my dear listeners, these were the links for this week. Now, if you have a question about dyscalculia, I advise you to go to dyscalculia.ai, our artificial intelligence assistant, who is learning everything about dyscalculia and can certainly help you out for your first questions. Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from dyscalculiaheadlines.com. You can find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at dyscalculiahead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments and contributions to communications@dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.